You're listening to Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Ross Boyd. Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte kicks off her bid for re-election tonight in Manchester. Ayotte is seeking her second term in the U.S. Senate, but the election isn't until November of next year. John DeStaso is WMUR's political reporter. He joined NHPR Morning Edition producer Michael Brindley to explain why she may be getting her campaign off to an unusually early start.
We're still 17 months away from this election. What do you make of the timing now?
Well, it is early, Mike, but if you go back in time, other people who have announced for the Senate have done so during the summer and early fall of the year before. Gene Shaheen in 08, Gene Shaheen way back in 2001. So this is a couple of months earlier. I think it could be to try to get Governor Tassin to kind of show her hand. I don't know if that's the case, but that's my speculation.
So what do you expect to hear from Senator Ayotte tonight?
That she is a leader in the Senate, she's going to say, that she's been found to be one of the more and one of the most bipartisan senators. That's, of course, a matter of opinion, depending on the issue. But I expect her to cite a few reports that have come out over the past couple of weeks that does show that she has been involved in some legislation on a bipartisan basis. However, I also think that she's just going to try to rally the troops. She has to join together the Republican Party in New Hampshire, which is not a given for her.
And, of course, the controversy surrounding Frank Inta lingers. Ayotte came out strongly saying he should resign. He ignored those calls, obviously. How much could that hurt her?
Well, again, I think it's hard to say how much it could hurt her. I think there's obviously a segment of the more conservative side who feels that Kelly Ayotte overstepped her bounds and sort of let it play out and spoke out too soon. Sort of the establishment part of the Republican Party has kind of joined in behind her, including Chairwoman Jennifer Horne, who didn't actually call for resignation but stopped just short of that. I think it can play both ways, but I think in terms of hurting Kelly, it could just add to sort of the fervor from the conservative side against her. But how serious that's going to turn out to be, as I said, remains to be seen. Next year, who will stay home in the November 2016 election and who will get out and support her is the question.
And then you've mentioned her in a couple times here, Governor Maggie Hassan, presumed to be the Democratic opponent. But what do we know about her intentions?
We don't really know anything about her intentions. So I understand that she truly doesn't know yet. She's been presumed to be the person who's going to run on the Democratic side. But lately, I think it's become more of a question, given the fact that she has vetoed the budget, has signed a continuing resolution that's going to could possibly go into the fall. It may not, but it may. And the governor has said in the past that she's not going to make any announcement or decision until the budget is resolved. So this pushes that way back. There are people, and I've written about this, there are people on the Democratic side who are now not absolutely sure that the governor is going to run. I don't know. I still am going to work under just the assumption that she does, but that's really based on just conventional wisdom prior to this. I think it's really open to question right now whether she's going to run.
John DeStaso is WMUR's political reporter. Thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome, Mike.